Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. I doubt there's anyone who hasn't heard about the Vikings, whether through the popular TV show Vikings or other movie and literary depictions. There seems to be a fascination with how the Vikings lived their lives and their bloodthirsty conquests. Which brings us to our episode today. The largest Viking army ever formed and their destructive pass across England. The Great Heathen Army was a coalition of Viking warriors who invaded the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms of England in the late 9th century. Called so by the Christian monks that suffered as the Vikings pillaged monasteries and towns, they were the most feared raiders to occupy the minds of Anglo-Saxon coastal regions. In today's episode, we will be examining how this military force played a significant role in shaping the history of England and the broader Viking Age, and how it came into being and the motivations for mounting such a devastating attack on what was Anglo-Saxon Britain. The Great Heathen Army's origins can be traced to the broader Viking Age, which saw Norse expansion, trade, and raiding activities all across Europe. The Vikings hailed from regions such as Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, and they were skilled sailors, warriors, and traders. The army likely consisted of warriors from diverse backgrounds, united by a common goal of plunder and conquest. The emergence of a cohesive and organized army in the late 9th century suggests a level of strategic planning and coordination amongst Viking leaders. While individual leaders played significant roles, the army's strength lay in its collective leadership and its military prowess. The army's formation was likely influenced by factors such as political instability in Anglo-Saxon England, internal conflicts within Viking territories, and the lure of riches and land through raids and conquests. Viking society was hierarchical, with warbands led by chieftains or jarls who commanded loyalty and respect. The Great Heathen Army would have comprised seasoned warriors, experienced leaders, and logistical support personnel, making it a formidable and well-equipped force. So, who were some of the leaders of this warband of Vikings? The first one we're going to look at is the infamous Ragnar Lothbrok. So, while the historicity of Ragnar Lothbrok is debated, he is a central figure in Norse sagas and legends. According to these tales, Ragnar was a legendary Viking hero known for his exploits, including raids and conquests. His alleged sons, such as Ivar the Boneless, Ubbe, and Halfdan Ragnarsson, were prominent leaders within the Great Heathen Army. Ragnar's reputation and legacy likely played a role in rallying warriors to join the army, as his death allegedly served as the catalyst for the army being formed. The next person of interest is Ivar. Ivar is worth a special mention here. He is one of the most enigmatic figures associated with the Great Heathen Army. His nickname, the Boneless, has been the subject of much speculation, with theories ranging from physical disability to symbolic interpretations. What is known is that Ivar was a strategic and ruthless leader, known for his military cunning and ability to lead Viking forces in decisive campaigns. There were many reasons why Vikings invaded England, or anywhere really, but supposedly the Great Heathen Army was motivated primarily by revenge of their notable leader, Ragnar Lothbrok, who, it was alleged, was captured and killed during a raid on Northumbria. This may well be, but there are several other more practical reasons. One of the primary motivations behind Viking raids and invasions in general was, of course, the accumulation of wealth. Vikings targeted monasteries, towns, and trading centers known for their riches in gold, silver, precious metals, and valuable goods. These raids were lucrative, providing Vikings with plunder that could be used to enrich themselves, support their families, and fund further expeditions. Alongside plunder, Vikings engaged in the capture and trade of slaves during their raids. They would seize men, women, and children from raided settlements and sell them in slave markets across Europe and in the Islamic world. Slaves were valuable commodities in Viking society, serving as laborers, concubines, and warriors in some cases. As Viking raids intensified, particularly in regions like England, Ireland, and France, their objectives expanded beyond mere plunder. Viking leaders sought to establish control over territory and resources, leading to the establishment of Norse settlements in areas they conquered. These settlements often grew into towns and trading hubs, furthering Viking influence in the region. In this instance, this proved to be lucrative as remnants of the great heathen army remained in England for a long time, living on claimed lands. Viking raids and invasions were not just about material gain, but also about projecting power and intimidating rivals. Successful raids enhanced the reputation of Viking leaders and their followers, attracting more warriors to join their expeditions. The ability to strike fear into the hearts of enemies also played a role in diplomatic negotiations and alliances, as neighboring kingdoms sought to appease or resist Viking incursions. Vikings also had a religious and cultural motivation for their raid. The raid on monasteries, for example, was not only for wealth, but also to challenge Christian influence and assert Norse pagan beliefs. Additionally, Viking society valued bravery, honor, and glory in battle, and successful raids brought prestige and status to warriors and leaders. The Great Heathen Army, led by its leaders and others, first targeted the Anglo-Saxon kingdoms of Northumbria in the year 865. The invasion of Northumbria marked the beginning of a series of campaigns that would significantly impact the political landscape of England. The Vikings' initial successes were swift and devastating. They captured the important city of York, which was then known as Jorvik, in 866, establishing a stronghold in the heart of Northumbria. This victory provided the Vikings with a strategic base from which they could lead further raids and exert control over the surrounding regions. Following their conquest of York, the Great Heathen Army expanded its operations into other Anglo-Saxon territories. They targeted kingdoms such as East Anglia, Mercia, and Wessex, engaging in battles and sieges to subjugate local rulers and seize valuable resources. The army's strategic movements and coordinated attacks allowed them to dominate large parts of England, creating a sense of fear and uncertainty amongst the Anglo-Saxon population. The Vikings employed tactics such as winter campaigns and surprise assaults to maintain the momentum of their conquests. As the Great Heathen Army consolidated its control over territories in England, they began to establish a system of governance known as the Danelaw. This was a region where Danish law and customs held sway, distinct from the traditional Anglo-Saxon legal and administrative structures. The Danelaw encompassed parts of modern-day northern and eastern England, including areas such as Yorkshire, East Anglia, and Mercia. It represented a compromise between Viking rulers and local Anglo-Saxon leaders, with agreements on taxation, land ownership, and local governances. The Viking invasion of England was not without resistance. Anglo-Saxon kingdoms, particularly under leaders like King Alfred the Great of Wessex, mounted defences and launched counterattacks against the Great Heathen Army. The Battle of Edington in 878, where Alfred decisively defeated Viking forces led by Guthrum, marked a turning point. The subsequent Treaty of Wedmore established a period of relative peace, delineating boundaries between Anglo-Saxon and Viking-controlled territories and setting terms for a future for coexistence. In conclusion, the Viking invasion of England left a lasting impact on the cultural, linguistic, and political landscape of the region. Norse influence, including place names, language elements, and legal practices, persisted in areas under Viking control and contributed to the blending of Norse and Anglo-Saxon cultures. The interactions between Vikings and Anglo-Saxons, although marked by conflict, also led to exchanges in trade, technology, and social customs. over time. Norse settlers integrated into local communities, contributing to the diversity and the complexity of medieval English society.